This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. Have you ever touched a rock that was not of this Earth? If you visited the National Air and Space Museum in Washington, D.C., you may well have stood in line to touch a moon rock that they have on display in the Great Hall. But other than that, have you ever touched a moon rock, a rock from Mars, or even an asteroid? Well, maybe. That's because way back before there was life on Earth, there was a time in our solar system known as the Great Bombardment. Pretty much everything in the early solar system was getting smacked regularly by big hunks of rock, asteroids, and more as they zipped around. These collisions created the craters you see on the moon and other places in the solar system. And these hits were sometimes massive and blasted off hunks of rock out into space. These rocks floated around for billions of years, and every now and then, some of them would run into the Earth and become meteors, and some of those rocks made it to the surface to become meteorites. The asteroid Vesta, about the size of Iowa, is high in the Colorado sky right now, and it's worth a look. We had a spacecraft named Dawn that spent a year in orbit around Vesta analyzing its surface, and from that analysis, we now know that there are bits of Vesta on Earth. I saw one at a rock and gem show in Denver recently. If you'd like to take a closer look at Vesta or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org for linked information about our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.